Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Money and Change with Stu Scheer. Anyway, I am Michael Bejas, the producer. You come on over to the Trim Radio Network, where we broadcast live all over the world. And you can text us, you can buy our merchandise, and if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is. The opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guests, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information that we share is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise, and that includes any and all medical, health, or professional information. Like I say, always contact your medical or health professional first. Anyway, this song right here, Price Tag. Well, that's covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You could call in, give us your opinion, and we'd love to hear it. We'd love to go with you and, you know, voice ours as well, as long as you don't cuss and swear. We can't have that. We're a Christian-type based radio station, and I'll tell you what. Without further ado, I am going to give you to the one you haven't heard from in a long time, Stu Scheer.
Hey, Michael. Boy, I'll tell you what. I mean, after vacations and everything else going on, and hurricanes, big winds, lots of rain, and all kinds of stuff, we now have about 7 to 10 days of really good weather, even though it's going to be hot, here in Ohio. And for once, they're not spraying up in the atmosphere because we have bright blue skies. And I can take that. I really can. I mean, you know, you keep seeing planes flying overhead, spraying stuff out the back end. And they make crisscross patterns, and you know it's chemtrails, because when they're not spraying, we have bright blue skies. I mean, it was really nice, and the sunsets have been nice, and the weather has been halfway decent. Last week it was almost like fall, and this week I guess it's our Indian summer. You know, 80, 90 degrees this time of year isn't too bad. I can take it.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's what we've got going on. And there's been so much happening as far as bringing stuff up. I'll tell you what, when all the emergencies were going on, I don't know if you have them where you're at, places called Rural King.
No, not that I'm aware of, but I don't know.
It's a gigantic hardware store, farm store, and they had flashlights. And this is one that they have, and I'll get it. Try to get it. The solar panel on it, you can sit it out and charge it up, or you can flip a switch on the back and plug it in.
Nice.
And these are really inexpensive. They're nice. And when I saw them there, matter of fact, let's see if I can get this thing to go. Yeah, here. This part is LED, then you've got a regular flashlight, and I don't know, some of them, they even flash, but this one's due for another recharge. Really neat things, and they're relatively cheap, like $3 or $4.
Yeah, how long do they stay charged for?
It depends on how much sunlight. This one hasn't had much sunlight on it. I plugged it in. Basically, you can probably get 4 or 5 hours out of it. So it's a pretty good deal.
That's not bad. That's not bad
and
at
you
all.
You could always charge one in the light. And what I've been doing here when I'm at the computer, I will put it down in front of the computer. There's a light on over the computer, which charges it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So that's that new light I put in. And I like them. They're not super bright. I've got some that will light up a fly's rear end at about 300 yards. But I don't like to use those that much. They're too bright. But these are decent. And I think the newer ones have a flashing mode. But every time I go to this Rural King, R-U-R-A-L, King, K-I-N-G, I'll tell you what. They went into an old Kmart about 30 miles away. And they have all kinds of stuff there. Whether or not you want pet supplies, you want clothing, you need different types of food and snacks, all kinds of stuff. I mean, they even have a place where you can buy yourself a Bang Bang if you want. But they have all kinds of stuff. And outside, they'll sell tractors. And it's amazing. It's just called Rural King. And I think it's only to the Midwest. But I'll tell you what, they are really neat places to walk through. And I like visiting maybe once a month. Not that I'm going to buy anything once a month, but I will go visit once a month and try stuff. You know, look around and say, hey, maybe this will work or that'll work. Or, gee, I can get some work shirts, you know, that I can wear outside. Or if I need work gloves, I can get that. Boots, I can get boots. Pet supplies. I mean, you name it, it's there. And if you're there in the springtime, they even have chickens and ducks you can buy.
Nice.
All kinds of stuff. It's really nice. So anyhow, that light is really neat. And I've got, I think, four of them total. And they're always being by a window, getting charged with sunlight. And if we don't have too much sunlight, well, then I'll plug them in. And I just love them to pieces.
Nice. Very nice.
While you were gone, I purchased another GMRS radio.
Ah.
And I want to tell you something. I had to get permissions to use a couple of frequencies on repeaters, but sometimes you have to pay, and sometimes they're free if you know the codes to listen. So I've been playing with that this week, and the one that I've got it's a nice one. I've got a few of them, and just in case of an emergency, I can hand them out to friends. And we can set up a network very, very quickly. So that's one thing. And, you know, a lot of things I've been hearing, everybody's saying we're due for an emergency, this, that, and the other. So you have to be prepared. Like we've always talked on this show, for 10 years, 11 years, is always be prepared. Make sure you have enough food. Make sure you have enough water. Make sure you have medicines, you know, long-term foods. Make sure you've got shelter and everything else. And you'll get through it. But there'll be a lot of people that'll be out there that will be in a world of hurt. And that's what I have been telling a lot of different people on it. And hopefully they've listened. And, of course, we haven't said that much for the last couple of weeks. But the information is out there. It's also on our Facebook site, which you need to check that at least a couple times a week because we do constant postings. And that's the good thing. But, hey, welcome to Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Michael does his disclaimer, and I've got to do mine.
Stu.
So the information contained in this presented material is from posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Woo! That's a long one. Hey, a lot of different things going on. I'll tell you what, some shout outs here. Big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And even though we've been on, we'll call it Encore Editions for the last couple of weeks for not only Money and Change, but also My World. Some of that's due to the bad weather, and some of it was a little electrical problem that we had that kind of took out a router. And you can't do certain things without that router. But a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. It's good to be back on the air live. Big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. It's a Division II school at NCAA. And school has started, actually started last week. And students are back in session. And they get the shock out of their lives when they go to their first classes, because if I remember right, when I went to school there, I went to a history class and the professor came out. He was a really nice guy, very, very intelligent. And he said, here's the book that you have to have, and it has 525 pages in it. You are to read it by tomorrow morning and you're having a test on it. And we thought he was kidding, but he wasn't. And so we read through the book. We had a 10-question quiz on the book to make sure that we read it. And he did that the same thing the next class. So I had 101 and 102. When I went into 102, he asked me, he says, what are we going to do? I said, read this book and be ready for a test tomorrow. And oh, by the way, if it's raining outside while class is going on, you don't have a test. But if the weather's nice, you had better study. Either way, it was an excellent class. I learned quite a bit. And I could tell you some stories, but I won't. We don't have time. But www.findlay.edu, I'm telling you, it's a good NCAA Division II school for football, basketball, baseball. I mean, it's a good school. Great facilities, good professors, and I'll tell you what, you would just love it up there. Okay, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens has been putting out more pens. If you go to our website on Facebook for Money and Change / Financially Prepped, you will see some of the blanks that he's been making and selling, and he's been quite busy. But if you need a custom pen made for your organization, your college, your high school, your fraternal groups, your clubs, Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks does an excellent job. Michael and I both can attest to it. And I'll tell you what, if you have a hankering for a good, let's say it's Second Amendment pen, he's got them, and they are beautiful, and the action on those are really nice. So check them out at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook. A big shout-out for Money and Change. That's this show, and you'll see us on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. live. Boy, I love to do live shows. And My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever, or Live, Laugh, and Whatever, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. We can talk about anything. And we will. There's a lot of stuff going on. Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista on YouTube. Check them out. Great people. I've met them several times and corresponded with them. They're good people. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Check them out on YouTube. They are fantastic. Down in Wiggins, Mississippi. And then there's Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler. And Dave's fantastic. And he talks about boots on the ground, where people are sending him information about what's going on in the U.S. with the economy and anything else. And I've talked to Dave before. He is a fantastic person. Also, Ed Carswell down in West Virginia with his facility that he's building down there. It's Prepper Nurse One. Check him out on YouTube. Oh, and there's so many more. I mean, oh, like, it's like I don't listen to YouTube all the time. I'm looking up other things for financial things. And I'll tell you what, there's so much information out there. Yeah, I was listening to somebody this week and they were saying, oh, just in time for elections, they're coming out with a new virus. And I'm like, oh, no. How's come they invent a new virus and it comes out certain times of the year? I mean, all I do is take my vitamins, get sunlight, you know, eat good food, drink water. And, you know, if I need something, I've got some ivermectin. I'm not going to lie to you. I have some. And it does work. And I watch what I do and sanitize my hands and so forth. And you have to do that. Just common sense. But lately they're coming out and they're saying by September 15th, we're going to have to put on the face diapers and other things. And I'm like, how do they know the date? I think somebody said, I neither know the time or the date that I will come back. Maybe they were a Democrat. I don't know. This is kind of crazy. And, you know, people make plans and everything. I've got plans to be in Athens for homecoming. Ohio University, watch out. I'm coming back for homecoming. I just have to go check out the college environment. I told people on Facebook today, I wish that I was a college student again. But that was like over 55 years ago. Then grad school was a little bit, I don't know. That was different. I've been to so many different schools and stuff. They never kicked me out. I would just went to different schools. And I studied a lot of different things. So Athens and homecoming at Ohio University, it's an interesting time to be there. It's really great. And you take your wallet because they know how to clean your wallet out very quickly. Well, hey, you know, with Trim Radio Network, you know, we cut the bull. We serve the truth. We're trimradio.com. And you can listen to us live. You can listen to us different shows during the year. But to help keep us on the air, you want to shop our show and station merchandise. I mean, whether or not it's water bottles and mugs or whatever, it's there. You can go ahead and click that shop now button and keep us going. All of our shows, Fishing in Florida with Rascala, and of course, Money and Change, and the Weekly Music Countdown, and the Natural Marketer Podcast. Now the football is going on. You know, we're going to have offsides. And, of course, the Take Point 22 radio show, My World, with Live, Laugh, and Whatever. The Brighter Side show, The Bend, the Spiritual Freedom show, and, of course, Rascala's Red Pill show, Red Pill reality show. And I think he gets a kick out of it. I always choose the green pill. I don't choose the red or the blue pill. He never shows the green pill. I think that's why I choose it. But he does have a very good show. So check them out. Buy some merch, as Michael calls it, to help support the show and keep the programming on the air. And if you want to be a part of the Trim Radio Network, hey, contact us. Just contact us. And you can do that by going to our website at trimradio.com. Wow. Well, you know, tomorrow is Labor Day. This is Labor Day weekend, and everybody likes to take a three-day weekend. Gee, if you're retired, every day's a three-day weekend kind of a thing. You know what I mean? But since I do this show and another, I'm always doing research and stuff to see what's going on. Well, today I thought we'd talk a little bit about Labor Day. And, you know, it's a federal holiday in the U.S. because, you know, we're broadcasting all over the world. And it's celebrated on the first Monday in September to honor and recognize the American labor movement and the works and contributions of laborers to the development and achievements of the United States, according to Wikipedia. Now, beginning in the late 19th century, as the trade union and labor movements grew, trade unionists proposed that a day be set aside to celebrate labor. And Labor Day was promoted by the Central Labor Union and the Knights of Labor, which organized the first parade in New York City. In 1887, Oregon was the first state of the United States to make it an official public holiday. Well, you know, Canada also has a Labor Day, but they spell their labor L-A-B-O-U-R. And it's also celebrated on the first Monday of September. More than 80 other countries celebrate International Workers' Day on May 1st, better known as May Day. The European holiday of May Day was chosen by the Second International Socialist and Communist Parties to commemorate the general labor strike in the United States and events that led to the Haymarket Affair and so forth. Well, hey, we have Labor Day. It's a time where everybody can kind of kick back. They can thank the unions for what they did, even though sometimes the unions aren't that relevant in today's age. But they did give us a lot of different things. They fought for a lot of different causes, which is good. And I remember belonging to several different unions, whether or not I was working, going to school, and I worked in a factory. I had to belong to the aerospace workers, or I began teaching and I belonged to the Teachers Association. Or later on, I worked for the state and I became a member of the Ohio Public Service group. And sometimes they were good and sometimes they weren't. Sometimes they fought for the people that were members and sometimes they wouldn't do anything. Labor unions have served their place in time. There still may be a place for them. But then I think of the Teamsters. I kind of wonder about that. But that's Labor Day in a nutshell. And so that's Monday. And that's why we have a holiday on Monday. Besides that, the banks are closed. Hopefully the ATMs don't run dry. In my town, we've got several ATMs, and sometimes the one in the central part of town runs dry for some weird reason. Everybody likes to go out and party. Well, anyhow, that's what we've got there. Now, hey, out in Arizona, there is a place called the Mudpocalypse. You remember the Burning Man situation? It's the big celebration. Well, 73,000 people are trapped in a what they call a toxic lake bed in the Nevada desert. It seems like food and fuel are running low, and tens of thousands of attendees, approximately 73,000, are trapped. And it's in the Black Rock Desert in Nevada. And I thought it was in Arizona, but no, it's in Nevada. And the situation has deteriorated, and they had a lot of rain come in, and now the silt that's there turned into mud, and the mud is very bad. So a lot of people are trapped there, and it's cold, and you can't get in and out. And I kept listening to BEP Earth Watch, or BP Earth Watch, just before the show, and he was talking about a lot of different stuff that's going on. And that major concern there is toxic alkali dust that makes up the lake bed is now 3 inches of mud. And if attendees aren't wearing socks and closed shoes, it causes chemical burns called playa foot, P-L-A-Y-A, and foot. All fun and games until that alkaline-rich mud sucks the moisture right out of the skin, and those porta-johns are filthy and can't be emptied. Oh, what a place! Was it really worth attending? Did they have extra food, extra water? Did they have the right kind of shelter? Were they prepared? And that's what we talk about on this show. If they weren't prepared and they're in a situation like that, yeah, you could get people with illnesses and other medical emergencies happening. It's not a good thing. And that's why we talk about preparedness. You know, we talked about that flashlight. We talked about having water and extra medications, the right clothing, the right shelter. A lot of people out there are talking anymore about catastrophes, whether or not it's mudslides or earthquakes or floods or hurricanes. I had friends of mine down in Florida that they just barely missed a hurricane. I knew some people that watched their condo suddenly fill up with water up to the second floor. And that was a surge. And that's scary. I watched a lot of heavy rain coming down in Sarasota. I had friends down there. Luckily, it hit up in the Big Bend. And it was a classification 3. Level 3, but it's still scary. But you have to be prepared. If you are not prepared when you go on a trip, then you basically suffer the consequences. You don't have flashlights, you don't have a spare radio, you don't have a GMRS radio to communicate with people, you forgot your cell phone charger, you don't have the right clothing. You don't have extra clothes, extra shoes, or whatever. You set yourself up for failure every time. And that's why I talk about it on this show. And people in hurricane areas, hurricane prone areas, have to be. And if not, then they have a lot of problems. So, you know, I'm just not whistling Dixie, as they say. Well, hey, you know, we talked about that new COVID variant. It's called BA2.86. It's now in 5 states, and here's what to know. It's been detected in Michigan, New York, Ohio, Texas, and Virginia. I don't know what to tell you. Masks don't work, and everybody's coming back. Oh, you got to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. Masks don't work on viruses. They just don't. It's a proven fact. And everybody's been telling us about wearing a mask is wrong. And sometimes you even get carcinogens in through a mask. It's crazy. It's like control. They have to control you, according to some. But you make up your own minds as far as this new COVID thing coming out. Myself, hey, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, keep the area clean, get plenty of fresh air, get plenty of sunlight, take your vitamins. And if you need something called ivermectin, you know what I mean, or hydrochloroquine, you can get that. And those will probably work, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing. I'm just kind of telling you of these things. And you can find out things on the internet because there are plenty of people out there that will tell you what you can do, what you can't do, what type of vitamins you need to take, and sunlight and so forth. Wow. You know, when we have disasters, we get people price gouging. You know, suddenly gasoline doubles in price. I remember during a blizzard over when I was in Columbus, Ohio, and the price of gas suddenly went up, and it went up at one location. I think it was $5.89 a gallon when everybody else was, at that time, was like $2. And they were basically fined for price gouging. And what about when you run out of water and you don't have water at home, extra water, and the water's been shut off due to a storm or there's no electricity and so forth? You're not prepared. You don't have your food. You don't have your water. Demand's in short supply, and people say, okay, you want it, you're going to have to pay the money. Now, I'm on Zero Hedge right now, and I'm looking at a picture of Fuji water, a case of Fuji water. And the picture on it says $42.96 a case. It's the same thing with hotel signs and gas pumps and everything else. Prices transmit important signals to would-be buyers and sellers alike. You have to be prepared, because people are out to really screw you. To put it in the vernacular, they're going to take advantage of you. If it's the last gas station between here and 200 miles away, you're going to get gas before you leave. I remember going down into Louisiana before we went on, I think it was I-10 towards Houston. They said, last gas for the next 50 miles through a swamp. Well, everybody gassed up, and then you made it to the other side, you gassed up again. But you have to watch it. People will take advantage of you, and if you're not prepared, you're going to have some problems. You know, you can be going along and suddenly see signs, no gas, that they're sold out. Especially, you know, when a hurricane hits. And, oh, by the way, in the Tampa area, some idiot, well, I could call him a moron, loaded gasoline tanks with diesel fuel. You know what that does? You can't drive with that. Only if you've got a diesel truck and with mixing with gas with it, I don't think you could use it. And cars wouldn't get very far using diesel. Probably just about maybe a quarter of a block, and that would be it. And people, they take advantage of you. And high prices for everything. And right now, you know, with the U.S. economy the way it is, prices are going up and up and up. And I was talking with a friend of mine from Hungary, believe it or not, and he said, oh, inflation over here is 35%. All because of their current president, according to him. It's 35%. And he said, what is it over where you're at in the States? And I said, it's going up. We can't really say what it is because they really don't want to tell us what it is. But I'm thinking it's probably in the 30%, 35% range. That's scary, guys. It really is. Look at the price of food right now. It keeps going up. And how do you make it? You know, you see people buying groceries, and I went today and I just got some snacks for the weekend. I got some watermelon, I got potato chips and a few other things. And I thought, I think I'll be ready for the weekend. And of course, this is Sunday now. Tomorrow's, I bought this stuff. Oh, it's going to last me for a week. But, you know, I've got this stuff. And I checked the bill and it was like $25. For like five items, just five. You go out to eat. The other night, we went to a nice restaurant, two of us, and We both had hamburgers and fries and a drink, and the total bill was $32. $32. I go someplace else, and I might get a bacon cheeseburger, and I might get one other side, whatever it is, home fries or whatever, and a drink. And that alone is $11.10. Unless they decide to sneak in a charge for extra pickles, which is 50 cents to it, which they did this last time. Which normally the sandwiches come with pickles and I didn't order extra, but I got charged for them. They'll hear about it, I think, either tomorrow or Tuesday. I might be nice. I don't know. It's one of my favorite places. The prices are going up. And no matter where you're at, I don't care what country it is, prices are going up and up and up. Food is getting scarce because Ukraine doesn't have the wheat that a quarter of the country depends on, or a quarter of the world depends on. Prices are going to go up here because we don't have certain types of fertilizers, and the farmers are really worried about that. They'll have a bumper crop this year, but we can't say anything about next year. And then we have the BRICS, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and maybe 30 or 40 other countries. Because what they want to do is bypass the U.S. dollar for oil and be able to trade in gold. What's that going to do to the U.S. dollar? Just wait and see. It is going to be rough. Because now they'll have something else to trade with. And the U.S. and Europe will be hurting. Maybe part of South America, too. They want to find a different way to get away from the petrodollar. And when they do that, then the value of the U.S. dollar is going to go down. Possible crash. And I've been listening to people, and they've been talking about different things. And some are saying, oh, it's going to crash in October, or problems in October or November or December, or gee, it's going to happen next year. Just like, you know, they were predicting the virus is going to happen as of September 15th. How in the heck can you prognosticate, that's a big word, when that's going to happen? You don't know. And that's what's scary out there. It really is. And this BRICS thing, the dollar could basically go from, and it's not worth a dollar. I mean, basically, we're talking cents. And it would be something like they would have in another foreign country where the dollar might be worth, let's put it this way, they go in thousands. So one U.S. dollar, maybe in a Saudi Arabia or whatever, Iran, Iraq, whatever, would be 1,500 to one. So it takes 1,500 of their money to equal $1 of us. Well, eventually, we could be the part where it takes $1,500 of us to equal $1 of them. And that's scary. It's so scary. I mean, it really, if you don't have some money set aside someplace where you can get to it, and you don't have enough gasoline stored up safely, you don't have enough propane stored safely, how about laundry detergent? Buy that in bulk, don't you? How about bar soap, liquid soap? A lot of stuff's going on. And we've got civil unrest that's building up. I've seen videos of some really weird things happening. And there was an article, as I was looking at it today, this COVID thing has really caused a problem. But they were talking about civil unrest fears grow as youth unemployment accelerates. Well, people weren't working thanks to COVID. They had to stay home. Some people decided, well, I'm getting money from the government. I don't have to work. And they never went back. Some people got sick and they couldn't work. It's crazy. The youth unemployment rates in major nations right now, in Spain is like 27.4%. Costa Rica is 27.1%. Sweden's 24.9%. China's 21.3%. Turkey is 17%. Finland is 15.8%. Poland is 10.3%. Canada is 10.2%. And I don't know, I didn't see the U.S. in here in this long list. Iceland, 7.3%. Oh, here's U.S., 8.0%. That's youth unemployment. Well, I'll do some more research. We'll find out what the adults are. That's scary, guys. It really is. You know, 61% of U.S. workers live paycheck to paycheck, and 21% struggle with bills. You know, I had a shock today. I decided I was going to pay some bills, and I don't believe in paying interest. I avoid that at all costs. And so when I use my credit card to buy something from Sam's Club or from other sources, when I get the bill, I pay it off. Like I said, I hate to pay interest. I own my own house. I own my own car. I'm not paying on anything but a credit card. And I have to watch how I buy things with that. But today I had to pay not only the credit card bill, so I didn't get any interest. I also had to pay my house and car insurance, which was a big one. And if I was living paycheck to paycheck, guess what, guys? I'd be looking for a blessing box so I could get something to eat.
Come on.
Those two items basically cleaned me out for the month of September. Luckily, I've got savings. And I can go back and use that. But when I have to go out and I have to get medications, I have to use that on a credit card, and then I turn it in for reimbursement. And that works great. I'm lucky I have that medical plan. A lot of people don't. But 61% of the U.S. workers are living paycheck to paycheck, and 21% are struggling with bills, according to Mike Shedlock from MishTalk.com. And he's saying more consumers of all income brackets reported living paycheck to paycheck in July of 2023 than last year. And the spending shows why. And he goes on to talk about the key points. He said in July of 2023, 61% of U.S. consumers live paycheck to paycheck, unchanged from June 2023. But 2 percentage points higher than July of 2022. The number struggling to meet bill payments remains at 21% since June 2023, which represents an increase of 2 percentage points from a year ago, but is consistent with the 2021 and 2022 data. More consumers of all income brackets reported living paycheck to paycheck in July of 2023 than they were the year before. 16 million U.S. consumers claim that non-essential spending is the primary reason they are trapped in the paycheck-to-paycheck cycle. And 21% of the paycheck-to-paycheck consumers cite non-essential spending as one reason, but not the top reason, for their financial lifestyle. And, you know, I've always talked about non-essential spending. You take your budget and you don't buy a lot of stuff. I mean, you look at your essentials and only do the essentials. Right now, you know, my bill that I have for cable, internet, and phone runs me about $265 a month. And I'm looking at totally dropping the cable TV section, because I'm always on the internet and I can always stream things. I have an antenna. I can get local broadcasting. I don't need to get soccer from Brazil or whatever. I don't need that. And so I'm thinking about basically saying, okay, here's your modems. You'll take them back and we're going to drop that part. They're not going to like it, but sometimes you have to do what you have to do. All I need is internet and phone service, and that's all I really need. Besides the antenna that I've got, I can get out 50 miles with it. And there are a lot of TV stations within 50 miles, so I'm good there. Some of the stuff that we've looked at is 29% of the Gen Z consumers living paycheck to paycheck cite non-essential spending as one of the factors contributing to their financial distress. And 15%, it's the top factor and making them the most affected demographic. And 12% of the baby boomers and seniors in similar financial situations attribute non-essential spending as the factor for their struggles. So if you don't really need it, don't buy it. Watch your credit cards. If you don't need a personal loan, don't get it. The percentages for houses are much higher. So why buy a new house? It's crazy out there. New cars. I was listening to WLW radio, which is out of Cincinnati, and they were saying that a used car is about $28,000 to $30,000, and a new car is roughly around $60,000. So it's better to buy one that's a demonstrator, or it was a lease car with maybe 10,000 miles on it, because you get a better deal on it than buying it brand new off the lot. And then they threw him down. But save money. Find different ways to save your bucks, because it's essential. You have to. Now, what happens if you have extra money after you've saved and cut back on non-essential spending, and you want to hedge against inflation? You want to hedge against calamity? If you can do it, you can go ahead and invest in precious metals like gold and silver. And I've always said that for many, many years. And a lot of people will say, well, I don't have money to buy gold because it's like $1,900 an ounce. Okay, you could probably buy a tenth of an ounce, and you buy a tenth of an ounce every month if you could afford it, and you could build up a supply, and that could be used to barter with. Okay, and then if you go to take a look at the different coins and so forth, right now, the American Silver Eagle through APMEX, you can use silver.com and so forth, It's $32.40. That's the low part. It can be a lot higher. Matter of fact, if you buy between 1 and 19 of them, it's $34.40 a piece. Silver is at $21.41. So now you're paying extra because silver's hard to get. Gold is at $1,953.20. Price on that went down 60 cents as we were talking. And you could buy a tenth of an ounce. That's fine. That's not as bad. You know, that's basically, I would say, about $225 for a tenth of an ounce. And you get it from a reputable source, but that's a hedge on calamity. And you take a look at the national debt stuff that's going on. You go to the usdebtclock.org, and you can take a look at a lot of different stuff that's there. What I always look at, you look at the ones that are in green, or you look at the ones that are the data that's in black, or the national debt or state debt, whatever, it's in red. And you take a look at everything, and the national debt is at $32,832,918,000, almost $19 million. That's $97,853 per citizen. And the debt per taxpayer is $253,669. Do I have that? Heck no. Does Michael have that? No way. Do you have that? That's scary. The U.S. spending is at $6,332,179,000,000, according to the usdebtclock.org, which are supposedly real-time figures. And, of course, income tax coming in. I just got my quarterly statement, and I hate that. I have to pay that. And that's $4,535,162,000,000 in tax revenue and climbing. And the revenue coming in per citizen is $13,555. But yet we're spending more than we take in. If you were running a private business and you spent more than you took in, you would be bankrupt. You couldn't pay your staff. You couldn't pay yourself. You couldn't pay off the loans to your business.
Okay, unfortunately, I got to pause this for a minute, okay?
According to the debt clock, state debt is at $1,267,060,000,000, and the debt per citizen is $3,787. So basically, we're owing the government right now about $100,000 per citizen. What's happening when we have illegal visitors? They cost the system more. It's tough. It's tough out there. And you take a look at your local debt, and your debt per citizen right now is at $7,105. And it's crazy out there. You know, we've got a lot of things going on. And if you're not prepared, like I've been talking about, not only on this show, but even on my world, if you're not prepared, you're going to be in a big world of hurt. And that's a capital H-U-R-T. And Michael knows that as well as I do. Yeah. You got to be prepared. Well, Michael, that's all I have for this week. And you know, after the show is done, I'm heading to Sweet Treats for a little bit of ice cream. I'm going to treat myself tonight. And I always told them I would give them a little plug on the show because They are very sweet people. And so I'm going to go to Sweet Treats in Covington, Ohio, and stand outside and slurp on some ice cream in this heat. So you have a good one, and we will talk to you Wednesday for My World, and again next Sunday, live.
Absolutely. And don't forget about all the great shows on Trim Radio Network. And I'll tell you what, we're blessed by each and every one of our hosts and our producers. You know, tune in to us because we're going to start to grow here. So we're looking forward to it. It's getting that time to where favorite time of the year. It is a lot of good things happening. So stay tuned, Trim Radio Network. Thank you for joining Stu tonight on Money and Change. Don't forget, Wednesday night, it is My World, Live, Laugh, or Whatever. And Stu will be on that because I've missed him. We've had a long month, and I'm sorry, folks. Hurricanes, storms, everything else is thrown at us. But guess what? We're still here. So
we're here.
Yep. With that, I'm going to say goodnight to you. And Stu, God bless you as always. And we will talk to you on Wednesday.
All righty. Bye.